Islam, the way of life. Islam, the way of life. Islam, the way of life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode within our series titled Islamic Etiquettes. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today's topic is a very interesting and thought-provoking topic. The topic today is malice and jealousy. Again, within our series Islamic Etiquettes, we come to learn about the Islamic teachings on how to live our life. So this topic is very needed within our society, that we may fall into this illness of the heart, of being jealous, being envious, and also having malice. So the purpose of this topic is that we can acquire knowledge about this evil and we can save ourselves and our family members and friends from these vices. Let us bless our gathering by a narration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said in a narration, "The one before whom I am mentioned and he does not recite salat upon me, he abandons the path of Jannah. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Dear honorable viewers, we learn from this prophetic narration that to not send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the blessed name is mentioned, a person, he abandons and he leaves the path of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us among such people, but rather make us among such people who remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, who sends salat and salam daily with love and devotion in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Dear honorable viewers, so today's topic, which is malice and jealousy, first and foremost we will discuss about these two vices as they are very closely linked. And their mentioning, which has been done in the Holy Quran Sharif, and also the prophetic traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. And we know from society, and we know from our own knowledge of how evil and how bad it is to have malice and jealousy within one's heart. Truly, a person who is jealous and who has malice and hatred, that he is never at peace inwardly. A person's heart and mind is always disrupted whenever he sees a third person who has attained some type of blessing from Allah. And truly, because even if that person, he has a particular blessing from Allah, he has a nice car, he has a nice house, he has a nice spouse, whatever it may be. But unfortunately, because of the illness of jealousy and malice, even that person could be his own brother, he can be his own relative. But because of this vice, it does not look at relations. This is such an evil and a trick of the shaitan, and it's a deception of the nafs, that a person, he cannot bear to see another person happy. And because of this, he distances himself from such people, he causes harm to himself and other people around him. Not only his own life, but he also causes harm in the life of his children and offspring as well, by telling them, make sure you do not go to so-and-so person, because he did this to me. Whereas in essence, maybe the problem was within him, but he has jealousy and malice and other reasons why he does not want his children to go and visit them. So my dear honorable viewers, let us commence with verses of the Holy Quran in relation to malice and jealousy. In Surah Nisa, verse 32, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. Translation of the Quran, Kanz al-Iman. And do not long for things by which Allah has given superiority to some of you over others. For men, there is a share from their earning, and for women, there is a share from their earning. And ask Allah for His benevolence. Indeed, Allah knows everything. And in another verse of the Holy Quran Sharif, and a very famous verse of the Holy Quran Sharif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Falaq, the final verse, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. So this is all linked to the beginning statement where our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, is commanded to say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say you, O beloved, I take refuge with the one who is the creator of the daybreak, from the evil of his creation, and from the evil of darkness of the night when it sets in, and from the evil of those female magicians who blow onto knots. And finally, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, and from the evil of the envier when he envies me. So my dear honorable viewers, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the word hasad in the final verse of Surah Al-Falaq, that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told by Allah to seek refuge in Allah from the evil of the envier when he envies me. Allahu Akbar. So this also tells us and highlights how destructive jealousy is, how destructive being envious is, and the evils of malice and hatred as well. In a narration cited in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, it's reported on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jealousy eats away at good deeds, like fire burns through dry wood. And charity extinguishes wrongdoings just as water extinguishes fire. Subhanallah. So this tells us also the excellence of giving charity, that it removes our wrongdoings, our sins, just the way water extinguishes fire. But also in the beginning we have been told that jealousy, it eats away at good deeds. So a person may be performing so many righteous actions, but because of jealousy, a disease of the heart, because of jealousy, his deeds are being eaten away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the evil of jealousy. In another narration, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a disease from the past nations has crept into you. That disease is malice and jealousy. It is the thing that shaves off. It shaves off, meaning removes the iman and not the hair. So there are so many different prophetic narrations. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, it is reported on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا, do not hold malice and jealousy to one another, and do not backbite. And the servants of Allah should live as brothers in harmony. Subhanallah. Again, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has told us in different prophetic traditions about the evils of malice and jealousy, that they truly destroy and cause a disruption in the peace and harmony in a Muslim society. Today, my honorable viewers, if we look at our society, there is a lack of unity amongst the Muslims. And we need to really ponder over what the reason is behind this. And we must make efforts to join these ties, to cleanse our inner state from the evils of jealousy and of malice. My dear honorable viewers, I'd like to mention a prophetic tradition regarding how detrimental and how tragic and how bad it is for Muslims to have animosity, jealousy and hatred for one another. It is mentioned in Tabarani on the authority of Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The deeds of the people are presented before Allah on a Monday and Thursday. He pardons all of them except for those two people who harbor malice between each other and that individual who severs, who breaks the bonds of kindness." In another narration, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, "The doors of Jannah are opened on a Monday and Thursday. Every servant who has not committed shirk, polytheism, he is pardoned, except for that person who harbors animosity between him and his brother. Regarding them, it is commanded, allow them to reprieve until such time that they make peace with one another." So my dear honorable viewers, we come to know from this narration on how detrimental it is, how bad it is to bear malice and jealousy against a fellow Muslim. What's the Islamic verdict on hasad, jealousy? So jealousy is haram. It is forbidden and strictly prohibited in the religion. It has been severely condemned in the prophetic traditions. Jealousy, what is the meaning of this? Jealousy is when someone, he sees some virtuous thing in a person, and if he finds him to be in a good condition, then he wishes that that particular individual should lose that blessing and he should rather receive it. However, if one wishes that I too should be like him and I too should receive such a blessing or bounty, then this is not regarded as jealousy. This is regarded as ghibtah. Ghibtah, which people interpret to mean desire, to wish for something. So here the concept of jealousy and of just wishing something is completely outlined. That jealousy is when a person, he sees a blessing which is within another person. A person has a particular car, a certain blessing from Allah. And a person wishes that that particular blessing, that actual blessing which is in that person, that be taken away from him and be given to me. This is the definition of jealousy. And this is the illness and the vice which is rampant within our society today, which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over 1400 years ago told us about this illness and how detrimental this disease is. That it destroyed the people of the previous nations. But it is not bad to wish for a blessing which you may see in another person. You do not want that blessing, that exact blessing, to be taken away from that person and given to you. Rather, you just wish a likeness to it. You would like that blessing also to be given to you and also to be given to your fellow brother. Dear honorable viewers, we have discussed briefly about malice and jealousy. We have gone further in the description and the discussion of jealousy. I'd like to mention a few points about malice and its reality. So there's many different points which can be highlighted regarding a malicious person. So there is a prophetic tradition. Our beloved Prophet, the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Undoubtedly, talebearing and malice are in hell, and they both cannot gather in a Muslim's heart." Allahu Akbar. So the torments of hell, dear honorable viewers, are extremely frightening and absolutely horrendous, and they are beyond our imagination. We have heard narrations about the intensity of hell, and I would just like all of us to ponder over this point. This is the disease which we are mentioning, that we are hoping that we can all get a better understanding so we can abstain from this. Another prophetic narration Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Allah azza wa jalla reveals his specific attribute befitting to his omnipotence on the 15th night of the month of Sha'ban. He azza wa jalla grants forgiveness to those who seek his forgiveness. He azza wa jalla has mercy on those who seek mercy. Whereas he azza wa jalla leaves them alone who bear malice. Allahu Akbar. So again, malice has been shown and seen as a barrier between the mercy of Allah, between the forgiveness of Allah and that bondsman. So my dear honorable viewers, malice has such a detrimental outcome upon a fellow Muslim. In another narration, this is an account mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad alayhi rahmatullahi al-wahhab, once advising the Caliph Harun Rashid, he said, O you with the beautiful face, remember, you will be held accountable to Allah Azza wa Jalla about his creatures on the Day of Judgment. If you want to protect your beautiful face from the hellfire, never ever spend your morning or evening in such a way that you bear malice or hatred towards any Muslim. Indeed, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Man asbaha lahum ghashan lam yarih ra'ihat al-jannah. Whosoever wakes up in the morning with malice aforethought, he will not be able to smell the fragrance of Jannah. Listening to this, the Caliph Harun Rashid began to cry. Allahu Akbar. My dear honorable viewers, here was a narration also highlighting how detrimental it is for a person to bear malice within his heart. That the person who bears malice in his heart, he is not able to smell the fragrance of Jannah. In one narration, Sayyidina Faqih Abu Lays Samarqandi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has said, there are three people whose dua is not answered. The first individual is the one who eats haram. The second, the one who backbites a lot. And the third person, the one who bears malice or jealousy in his heart towards his Muslim brother. Allahu Akbar. My dear honorable viewers, just ponder. Dua is the medium, is the wasila of communication with our Rabb, with our Creator, Azza wa Jal. So that our needs are fulfilled, and through this same medium, a bondsman finds their heart's desires, or they find the treasure of the hereafter. But a malicious person, he is deprived of the acceptance of his du'as, his supplications, due to his malice. Here again we can understand how bad, how detrimental, and how evil, and how unfortunate it is for a person to bear malice in his heart. Sayyiduna Hatim Asam alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram, he has said, in Minhajul Abidin it has been cited, a malicious person is not a religious person. Allahu Akbar, a malicious person, a person who bears malice and hatred in his heart, he is not a religious person. And a contemptuous person is not a genuine worshipper. A backbiter is not at peace with himself. And the one who is jealous, he is not supported. Allahu Akbar. So we learn that if anyone bears these vices and illnesses like backbiting, fault-finding, jealousy, he then does not deserve to be called a righteous and pious person. No matter how good a character he has with a beautiful face, no matter how cleansed his face may be, no matter how much production he may use upon his face, he is not deserving to be called a righteous person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to adopt inward and outward piety by His grace. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam.